You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This NFL DFS Week 7 and Thursday Night Props Edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking that money grain with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Sean, it's DFS. You know, we didn't tout enough, but I would have won the big boy 3 out of 5 weeks if I wasn't a goddamn idiot.
I feel like you've mentioned it on literally every podcast since it happened. The recap podcast, the college podcast.
Have I mentioned it that
much?
This
is the third time you've brought it up and on Twitter. Maybe I'm just really connected to the Kramer Dog algorithm, but we know it is a travesty. The fans, the listeners, all super upset about Ryan not winning the big boy.
At least Justin Decker got it.
Yeah, and shout out to Decker.
Money went to a good cause.
Went to a good cause. His Chargers got their ass kicked. I had them as my dog, but quick little consolation prize, Decker being able to win the big boy. And then if you want to get in the big boy, hit us up at Gambling Podcast, $100 entry, winner take all. I will be entering a lineup in this week, Ryan. So look out. I'm coming for you because.
In the big boy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I had a dream.
Do you want me to ISO on this?
No, no dramatic music, but I actually had a dream where I was winning the $1 million Millie Maker. I had a dream that I won the million on the DFS, and it was weird because I kept refreshing my app and I looked at my app and it was all fire guys. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome.
There's nothing
and
better.
It wasn't like when I won $200,000. We all remember that. This was just one number that just kept going up and up, and I kept refreshing it, and then it said error, and I go, what the fuck? And then the app said like, we can't handle all this cash. And then it kept saying, and then eventually it said like $1 million and like $2,100. So if I win $1 million, or sorry, when I win $1 million this weekend, you will know I saw it coming the entire time.
I love that. And by the way, I was randomly going through, I found some spare time and I was randomly going through some videos, and I did come across the video of you winning in Vegas, in the hotel room post winning $200,000. So maybe we'll have to resurface that guy.
Yes. Check that out. And we're live on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Turn on the notifications so you never miss when we're live. Try to go live as much as we can. Brandon Taylor dropping in a Fly Eagles Fly. Shout out to him. And of course, I will be out there. Kramer will be out there. He's not going to the game, but we will be doing a special live broadcast from or maybe not live, a special broadcast from the Win on Saturday, leading a night before the Eagles Raiders game. Don't want to miss that special surprise guest, friend of the Blue Wire or a part of the Blue Wire family. So
coworker.
That should be pretty awesome. Pretty big name podcaster and athlete. Super stoked for that, Ryan. And speaking of Blue Wire and the Win Studios, which we will be broadcasting from this weekend. Oh man. You like the podcast? You like the podcast network? What better way to support the podcast than by supporting our presenting sponsor, WinBet? You want to win big? Of course you do. That's why you got to go to WINNBET.com. Download that WinBet app. First off, get that $1,000 risk-free bet. I mean, are you kidding me? $1,000, up to $1,000 risk-free bet over at WinBet.com. Active in so many states, more states on the way: Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. And as you know, WinBet, a true and a real. And if you're looking to bet some, you got to head over to winbet.com. Get down on those money line over at WinBet. Win big, of course, with WinBet. LFG.
Leave it going, Sean. Just let this play out.
Such a sweet, sweet music. Man, I miss that soundboard. So good to be back. Oh, and Fade Colby 69 in the YouTube chat saying, I love how you guys faded the Colby six pack this week. You guys are catching on. So, yeah, of course, referring to the College Picks podcast. Check that out. Oh, man, Ryan. And NBA is back. We just dropped our NBA win total pods a couple days ago or end of last week. All the days are running together, and make sure you check out the guys over at the NBA Gambling Podcast. Besides that daily, or not daily, but putting out multiple episodes a week and our free picks on the NBA Gambling, on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. There's so much content to keep track of. Easiest way, of course, is the app.
How much was that? Were those picks again?
Ryan, they were free.
Oh, wow. Because how long are they free? What's the special? When does the special run out? After the first week of the season, maybe?
Yeah, that is our intro offer. Zero down, zero a month, zero for forever. Free picks. We're living that free pick life. All right, going to give out a DFS GPP. Hopefully, Millie winner here. And then closing it out with some Thursday night props. First touchdowns aren't out yet, but we got you covered with some of our favorite props for that Browns Broncos game. Kind of interesting. Already some early injury news, some pivot opportunities, Ryan. But let's get it started. DFS. Oh,
I'm staring down the barrel.
You tried to guess my quarterback, and I think you had already three or four guesses. Well, you go, Jalen Hurts? Nope.
I came
Ryan
in.
Tannehill? Nope. Patrick Mahomes? Nope.
I thought this would be the week that you would take Hurts. I think he will be.
I take Jalen Hurts every week. I just don't discuss it on the show.
He's going to be a very popular play, I would imagine.
Really?
But the secret's out. He's the only quarterback that's been in the top five every week or something like that. Top
so
six
you're saying every, if someone saw this coming months ago and said,
no, you don't get to do this because Miles Sanders also exists. So
Miles Sanders, he's been sucking.
He also,
here's my stance on Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders has been playing well. It is a Nick Sirianni choke job and not a Miles Sanders choke job. Ooh, Ryan, some live baseball action as well. Dodgers have tied it up 5-5 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Make sure you check out the MLB podcast as well. Kramer, what are you doing? Checking some.
I was just turning some shit off.
Okay. See,
checking the Dodgers score, all sorts of fun stuff. Yeah. So what I was about to say, Sean, before you rattled off all the missed guesses I had for your quarterback, is I have four versions of the same quarterback. So I'm not going to make the decision until we get to that running back spot. I just don't know which way I'm going to go. But yeah, I thought you would. My money was on you playing Tannehill or Hurts this week. So I was wrong. I'd like to hear here who you're playing, Sean. Unless you'd like me to go first.
You can go first.
Well, I'm going to play a guy who, when you look at the pricing, a little bit shocked here because, you know what? One, two, three, four, fifth priced quarterback, Lamar Jackson, 7,400, coming off a low point game. Where I'm sure lots of sharp people will tell you this week, you know, it could have been hit though. Those could have been his touchdowns. What's exciting to you is his ability to throw the ball. I mean, you look at the efficiency he's passing with. He had the big game the week before.
Yeah.
But he just looks good passing the ball. If not for Hollywood Brown and his drops, Lamar, again, this guy, he's coming off 13. Other than that, never short of 20, couple games north of 35. So the ceiling is there, the floor there. And they're playing the Bengals, a team that he has historically just taken to the woodshed. So now, will I stack? How will I stack? I'm going to be intrigued. You're going to want to stay tuned to the rest of the episode, Sean. I felt like with the quarterback options, there's a couple that stand out to me as guys that, like, if you look at the top of this board, a lot of chalk there. So I wanted to go a little bit different. I feel like Lamar is going to be different this week.
I'm curious as to what you think the ownership would be of this quarterback that I'm selecting. You know, he owns the city of Chicago, but now I own him in DFS. Give me Aaron Rodgers, $7,500 at home against this Washington defense. Are you kidding me? He's coming off a 195 yard passing performance, and their offense, I mean, they put up 24 points, not really like an amazing game as far as the Packers are concerned. I think this is this Washington team looks really dead in the water. That defense is clearly overrated and very suspect, but yeah, I mean, I think it's just a massive smash spot for Aaron Rodgers at home coming off he actually had a decent day fantasy wise at 23.7, but kind of quiet overall. Only 195 passing yards, two touchdowns, zero interceptions. He did sneak in that rushing touchdown, but I think this is a great spot for him at home.
I would expect that Rodgers and Hurts are going to be fairly popular this week.
Oh.
Just a guess. Mahomes probably too. Maybe not. But yeah, I mean, it just seems like Rodgers, we just saw Mahomes go nuts on this team.
Yeah.
And it's all like the narratives you pointed out. I like it though. Still, I think you can still play it. I think you probably have to get interesting with your, I don't think you can do like a Roger. Well, we'll see what you're going to do, but I think you have to differentiate your stack a little bit. Maybe my running back.
Yes.
I'm fading your angle. Well, maybe not fading it, 'cause you could stack him with Aaron Jones. I'm taking Aaron Jones in this spot. I think people are going to be on Adams like they always should be, and Rodgers with that green 25. People, the stink is out on the Redskins, on the football team. I'm with you though. I think the Packers roll in this one, so I wanted a piece of the game. So I went the different route of taking the running back. So give me Aaron Jones, 7,500.
I'm going to JD McKissick, and he is my bring back in this Washington Green Bay game. He came off, I had him in a couple lineups, coming off a 10 target, eight catch, 65 yard game. It does seem like Gibson is banged up and he's dealing with those shin splints. If he does play, there's no way he's near 100%. And you know, you throw in he's just really a part of the passing game. You throw in his increased rushing workload and JD McKissick at $5,000 against this Green Bay defense, which has had its ups and downs, I think is a great spot for him.
That's exactly the way I would play it. Or Ricky Seals Jones is interesting, but I have one of the variations. I'm not playing it, Sean. I did have McKissick in there because they should be down. You know what McKissick can do. And Heinicke is slowly turning into like a mini Alex Smith, who likes to take a shot from time to time. All right, Chuba Hubbard, my second running back, 6,100, huge workload coming.
Yeah,
you know,
against that all rise culture, Ryan, and that Giants defense, aren't you worried about them shutting them down?
So there were a couple guys in here that just high floor situations, but yeah, I mean, this offensive line's a disaster. Everyone's hurt. I would imagine Chuba's going to have a nice game. 6,100 running backs a little discounted this week with some of the top guys out and some of the other top guys hurt. So, I mean, if you look at it, I think Hubbard he's in the top 10 in pricing and he's at 6,100, which is pretty crazy. So give me Chuba. lots of work. Hopefully Darnold doesn't continue to look like a complete bag of dicks.
Robbie Anderson, I don't have him in my lineup, but he is kind of an interesting tournament play because
11 targets, 11 yards,
11 targets, three catches. That's insanely inefficient. And maybe Robbie Anderson has just become the worst receiver in the league, or that this is just him bottoming out. Like, it feels like it can only go up from there.
I just told myself I couldn't go back.
No, to I Robbie know. I just don't want to talk about him on the podcast. That's why I didn't officially select him. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. All right, Ryan, this running back, I'm going to be at the game. $4,200. Give me Kenny Gainwell. Actually, if you were thinking I was going Miles Sanders, no, Kenny Gainwell. I mean, $4,200. He's when the offense has been playing well, he's clearly been a part of it. I don't know why they completely wiped him out of his role last week, but overall, he's been a part of it and he looks really good. I imagine if Sirianni is doing any sort of self scouting over this long break, he's got to see that Kenny Gainwell is a guy. When we give him the ball, good things happen. He has a couple touchdowns on the year running and receiving. I think he could be involved in a big way. So give me Kenny Gainwell. Again, this is, I have some chalkier guys. Kenny Gainwell, I imagine his ownership is going to be bottom of the barrel. So he is one of my contrarian plays, Ryan.
Nice work. All right. Wide receiver one.
Let's go.
I tried really hard to get a Chiefs Titans stack in here, cause it seems silly to completely fade the highest total on the board. But AJ Brown's price is just wrong. And I couldn't find a way to get a Chief in there, but AJ, like, they're probably going to be down in this game. If nothing else, they're going to be in a shootout. I don't think that Derrick Henry can just run for 300 yards. We saw Brown back. Julio is banged up again. Only 6,300. I assume this will be a more popular play. It's cheap, so it allows you to potentially throw that in a really expensive Mahomes Hill or Mahomes Kelsey stack.
Yes, I also have AJ Brown, similar angle. I mean, he had a really good Monday night, but not such a good game that it scares you off from him having a contrarian angle. And he was playing through the shits. I don't know if you saw it came out. He had diarrhea. They even asked him after the game where he got it from, and it was Chipotle, as you would imagine.
You can't make that.
Give him some more IVs. He's fully 100% against that Chiefs passing defense. It is a smash spot at $6,300. Give me AJ Brown as well. Ryan, you know what else is a smash spot? Lock this up. Lead pipe lock when it comes to hanging on to your hair. Keeps.com. That's right. Keeps offers a stress-free, simple way to keep your hair. Who doesn't want to keep your hair? I'm hanging on by a thread. Thankfully, Keeps is helping me hang on to that thread. Convenient virtual doctor consultations, medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't even have to leave home. That's awesome. Treatments are low cost, starting at only $10 a month. They also offer some generic versions, discreet packaging, proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Again, prevention is key when it comes to hair loss. Treatment can take 4 to 6 months, so you need to get started now. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, just go to keeps.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/SGP to get your first month free. keeps.com/SGP. Shout out to Billy on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, crowbarring me into his keeps.com read. Love that. Guy's a team player. And you want to bust my chops for not getting on Keeps sooner? I wish Keeps was there when I first started my hair loss journey.
Wow. I mean, it was nice of him to call you out, though.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a boss, Ryan, who can take a good joke. What's your second receiver?
That's a funny joke. Jamar Chase, bring it back with the Lamar upcoming stack. I mean, just the big play situation. He's 6,200. I thought about getting cute and going Boyd or Higgins, but all the big plays. I know that Higgins still gets some looks around the red zone, and I certainly don't mind kind of finagling this stack slightly differently with an Uzuma. tight end comeback because Baltimore's been horrible there. But Chase, too much big plays all over the place. He's again only 6,200. I mean, if this game is going to pop score wise, I would imagine Chase is going to have a touchdown or two.
Yeah, yeah. I looked at Chase, considered throwing him in there. I'm going for my stack, Davante Adams. Again, I know it's chalky, but then I have some contrarian plays to balance it out. Davante Adams obviously is just a beast, but coming off a four catch, 89 yard game, like he is
only 80 yard.
Well, I mean, by Davante Adams standards, and he didn't get a touchdown against this Washington defense. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he's feeling chirpy. It's just going to be a smash spot at home for the Packers, 8,900, but yeah, you're paying up, but it's worth it. So give me Davante Adams. Who's your third receiver, Ryan?
The wide receiver that I'm stacking with Lamar Jackson. No, it's not Hollywood Brown. Give me my guy. We got him in the
Eve. Bateman, yeah.
Rashad Bateman. He's only 3,400. You saw what he did last week. Kind of a quiet six targets, four catches, only 29 yards, but working himself back in, he was out there for a decent amount of snaps. I like this, right? I like him to show up. We read in the preseason how good this kid looked, how much of a professional wide receiver he looked like.
Yeah.
Unlike Hollywood Brown and his goddamn drops.
Wow, he is bad.
So honestly, I'm slotting a lot of $6,000 guys in here. So
slot.
Needed to find some money somewhere. Rashad Bateman, 3,400.
Nice pull there, Ryan. Rashad Bateman, 22% of the target share in Baltimore. So if that continues and he continues to get a little healthier, I that is a great angle. Again, keeping it chalky with my receivers, I imagine a lot of people are playing Tyreek Hill, and for good reason. $8,600 against this Tennessee defense. I mean, this Kansas City Tennessee game. How does it not get to 50 points? Like the over under is going to be set incredibly high. And Tyreek Hill was even banged up. Like he was dealing with a quad issue. He still got 9 for 76 and a touchdown. It's against that Tennessee defense. And granted, the Buffalo Bills didn't come through, didn't help me catch my lock, but they did have a lot of opportunities against that Tennessee secondary. And I don't see why they wouldn't again. You know, I think maybe people are going to be putting Mahomes there with the Tyreek Hill. So I'm going Aaron Rodgers, Tyreek Hill, a little pivot off of that.
Again, I still have time. There is a potential late swap I might throw in the flex to make sure I'm stacked in this game. I might feel stupid for only having AJ Brown. Yeah, I tried to get Tyree. It's just you've spent a lot of fucking money.
Yes.
When you
pay down for Kenny Gainwell, JD McKissick, you
I would
got
assume
some
Quez Watkins is coming up shortly.
No Quez Watkins. Wow, okay. Nope.
All right. Tight end.
Yep. What are you doing?
Double stack. Mark Andrews, 6,000. Mm. Again, you mentioned the 22% target share that Bateman had in the last game. Mark Andrews, the leader of the target share for that team, and just again, I think since they have some weaknesses, and I think Baltimore is going to be able to exploit them with the tight end here. I wanted to stack a running back, and I thought about like, oh, I don't know, but it's Latavius Murray. Who's going to play? Is it Freeman? Is it Williams coming back? So I didn't fuck around. Bell's back on the practice squad. Like it was hard to stack him with a running back. And then I was like, is it weird to stack Lamar with two guys? I thought it might make me different enough. And Andrews, I don't know how popular he's going to be this week, but I think, I mean, you look at his stat line the last couple of weeks, he's really starting to become that guy we talked about in the preseason when I was drooling over the Lamar Mark Andrews best ball stack. So yeah, another $6,000 guy, Mark Andrews, completing the double stack with Lamar.
Well, Ryan, you mentioned it earlier, but CJ Uzomah, he's only $3,000. And if there has been a weakness on this Ravens defense, as you pointed out, they're actually second in the league when it comes to giving up DraftKings points to the tight end. So CJ Uzomah to me feels like a smash play here, especially bottom of the barrel at 3,000. He's had a couple of double digit fantasy points games. Double digit fantasy points games wise. He has three receiving touchdowns on the year. So he's a guy that Burrow likes to look for in the red zone. I don't know what else. Why would you not be on this CJ Uzomah? And you're pivoting off of, you know, Jamar Chase, some Higgins, maybe some of these guys get owned. I don't know what the consensus would be on the Bengals versus the Ravens overall, but it feels like a great pivot opportunity. I don't think a lot of people are going to be rostering CJ Uzomah. No.
Yeah. I mean, the other way you would stack, like the other way I have stacked it on some of the, so I lied. I do have a Hill Brown version of this. And what I did was I went Hollywood Bateman with Uzomah as the bring back. So
yeah, no, Bateman at $3,400, even if you're not stacking him in that game, I still think is pretty interesting because of the target share, because of the Bengals. They've had some issues on the defensive side. I mean, certainly the Lions couldn't do much last week, but then again, they're the Lions. And as Dan Campbell pointed out, there were some opportunities out there on the field that old Jared Goff wasn't able to take advantage of. Talking hot shit indeed. Oh, Ryan, we mentioned Dodgers coming back on the old live as we're recording this podcast live, but a perfect opportunity to head over to propswap.com, promo code SGP. Baseball playoffs, perfect opportunity to get involved in the futures market as they are doubling up your cash when you use the promo code SGP. That's over at propswap.com or download the Prop Swap app. Again, it's where America goes to buy and sell real sports bet. PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. And Prediction Strike, of course, the only performance-based sports stock market game where you can buy and sell real shares of athletes. I don't know if you can do a short sell on Ben Simmons. That would be pretty fun. But some of the guys in Slack have already checked it out. I know a friend of the program, part of the team, SGPN, Scott Reichel, saying he got a prediction strike. His free gift was Dalvin Cook.
Oh,
perfect time to be getting a share of Dalvin Cook as he gets healthy, gets back involved in the game. Rod, like myself, went all in on Dawson Knox. Not an amazing game by Dawson Knox, but I still think he has a really high ceiling with that Buffalo Bills offense. So make sure you go to predictionstrike.com, use the promo code SGP, and that will $20 gives you a free athlete share. Predictionstrike.com, promo code SGP. Who do you got in your flex, Ryan?
Well, I considered. I was sitting here. I'm like, do I stack the KC game by slotting in Josh Gordon?
Super contrarian play.
Super contrarian play. I think it's too crazy. I probably could afford DeMarcus Robinson. Maybe it seems too weird. I'm going to go with the guy who came back last week, had six targets. He's going to be playing from behind, and hey, Tyrod might even be back. Give me Nico Collins, 3,200. They certainly should be chasing the Cardinals the entire game. He's shown some promise.
Yeah.
Again, whether it's Mills or not, like I think he's gonna, Cooks is the one, but Nico's gonna get his opportunities out there. And again, the negative game script should be early and often. I would expect. It feels like the Texans are going into full tank.
Yeah, your Texans to make the playoff ticket, Ryan.
It was fun, week one. I mean, they won a game. It was very Jacksonville last year.
They are the Jags of this year. All right, we actually got a fantasy question here on YouTube. Perfect reason to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Live fantasy advice.
Really?
Dakota Dakota Tillison wants to know, tough week with buys for my fantasy. Do I start Trey Sermon, or do I pick up Johnson playing for Cleveland with Hunt and Chubb out? Any advice, Kramer?
Oh, man. I'm still waiting for the day that Sermon wins us a league or two, because that's what Shanahan does. He waits till the end of the year. I don't know, man. Like it's, you got to pick up Johnson. I think you got to plug in whoever is going to play. So Johnson is interesting. I also, what's the other kid's name? Felton.
Yeah. I guess what's scary about them is trying to figure out who of those guys is going to get the targets or the touches. But I wouldn't play Trey Sermon. So to answer your question I would definitely go Johnson over Sermon. And Jake Paquin pointing out that Mitchell is probably going to have the lead role in San Francisco. It seems like Trey Sermon is still in that doghouse. And until I see something of him climbing out of the doghouse, we got to go.
It feels like every year I have a stance on a running back and they just find themselves into some stupid fucking football guy doghouse where like they didn't try hard in some summer
fell asleep in a meeting.
Anyway,
Well, and shout out to Jake, who does all the fun Photoshops you see on Twitter and Instagram at Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast on IG. Blue Wire asked Ben Simmons, of course, was kicked out of practice by Doc Rivers. They asked him to do a defensive drill. He said no. Doc asked him again. He said no. Doc told him to go home. I mean, this guy has lost like 1.4 million already in fines. And that's not like the old days where you can work out an agreement with the team and get that money back. No, he's going to lose that money. I had and Blue Wire asked where does Ben Simmons end up? And then Jake was kind enough to work up a Photoshop of the Beijing Ducks and cropping out Stephon Marbury's head and Ben Simmons' head on top of it. And pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. I could see him ending up in China this season.
I don't understand. I mean, I can't wait to get into our weekly as the league turns.
Oh my God. I mean, the entire league is just, I want to hear that sound drop. Just
like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our league.
Will Ben Simmons decide to participate in team defensive drills? Or no, he picked up a drink, threw it in Doc Rivers' face, ruining his amazing dress or whatever Doc is wearing.
Doc kicked him out of the house.
On this week's Days of Our League.
Ben come back? will Doc say he's sorry?
It was all a dream. It was all a coma. Ben emerges from his coma. All right, back to the DFS plays. Ryan, you mentioned Bateman, who I really like, especially at that price point. Another guy I like keeps seeing his production tick up. He's had a couple games where he's popped. He's also had, as a receiver, design run plays, which for me, I always kind of like to focus on those. Not so much because I think you're going to get a bunch of fantasy points from the design runs, but it shows the offensive coordinator, the play caller, they're going out of their way to get this guy the ball. And it's in a game where it could have a crazy game script. Give me Rondale Moore, $4,400. What did he have carries wise?
I actually don't think Kyler is going to be super popular this week.
He built his offensive snap count as his rookie campaign has gone on, culminated with a season high 58% share week six. So there's certainly a bunch of other competition, but I think it's a good spot for him.
Yeah, and I think Kyler double stacks might not be super fun. Popular because they're playing Houston. But I don't know if they ever run the ball. You know what I mean? It's a weird angle, but like they could be up three touchdowns. I still don't think they're just going to smash it with Connor and Edmonds.
No, and again, I think he's going to be involved. And yeah, there are a lot of mouths to feed, but they call a bunch of plays. And he's had a couple games at home where I'm going to pull up his that one game he had at home, which was insane. He really went off. I think it's just a smash spot. The game I'm thinking of is week two against Minnesota, 7 catches, 114 and a touchdown. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't really quite got to those. I mean, he hasn't come close. He's had like a 5 for 59. And again, last week, 3 for 16, but he has that game breaking opportunity, game breaking play.
I got to play a lineup with Josh Gordon. Now I said it out loud. I got to put one in. I'm not going to do it with this lineup, but he's definitely going in a million maker lineup. I look, there's not many guys. I mean, at that price point, I like the angle. I got him in a couple of main event teams waiting for him to wait. Honestly, just waiting for Kirk or Green to go down, but everyone's been healthy. That's part of the reason the Cardinals look good. They're going to, speaking of smash spots, 7.5 was their win total. I think 7, Sean.
Yeah.
They're going to crush that, I think. Or will they?
Well, Ryan, you have had, at least, in the office here, you've had a nice run of potentially jinxing opportunities.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
you don't respect the jinx at all.
Recency biased.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no impact on the universe.
Not with that. Now,
the turnover totem does, but I don't. All right. Defense.
Yeah, let's go.
Stacking him with the running back, Sean.
I like that.
Didn't go with the Packers though. Give me the Panthers against the Giants. Andrew Thomas on IR. They're now starting below replacement level players at four out of the five lineman position. You saw what happened.
Yeah.
Danny Dimes immediately reverts into I'm going to get destroyed mode and makes horrible decisions, and sacks happen, fumbles happen, interceptions happen. Taking applications right now.
All right, wait, and sorry, what was the price point on the
pick? 3500.
Okay, yeah, so you really paid up for defense. I went bargain bin. Now, I know I have Tyreek Hill going against the Titans defense, but I think the Titans defense at $2,100 for, you know, fantasy scoring is kind of interesting. We saw them get a bunch of pressure on Josh Allen, create some turnovers against a really good Bills defense. They only got four fantasy points, but the Chiefs, even in the blowout win, still turned it over what, four times? Like they have real turnover issues. I kind of like this Titans defense at home, and again, it's one of the cheaper defenses on the. Only the Texans are cheaper, and they're on the road at Arizona. But Tennessee at 2,100, I think people just think of the scoring, but you got really got to look at like sack opportunities, right? So if the Chiefs get up big, you know, they or if the Titans get up big because the Chiefs defense sucks, like they might be able to get some sacks.
There's also the angle of just games with higher scoring means more opportunities, which means the variance of defense can cause something to happen. So in a weird way, you almost, if you're punting defense, you almost do want to pick. It's counterintuitive, but you're better off picking. The mentality of sacks is for a floor. Sacks create your floor, but the upside is scoring touchdowns. So you really want to punt a defense in a higher scoring game.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, we're going to head over to our Thursday night props. Before we get to that, we got another question. Magic Man Blanco, friend of the program, brutal week in his season long fantasy. Do I dare start Darnold against Kramer's Giants or Heineke against my Packers? Man, that is tough. I would go Darnold. I really would. But hopefully you have other options you can maybe pick up on the waiver wire. But yeah, I would go Darnold over Heineke. I mean, you know, Kramer's taken receivers and fantasy players. I think maybe you can get lucky with some receiving touchdowns from Chuba, or maybe Anderson, DJ Moore beat him deep.
I mean, I think DJ Moore's target share is so ridiculous. I could see people playing Darnold and Moore in a stack in DFS this week too. So yeah, you got to start Darnold over Heineke. Heineke doesn't look like, ever since he got that Bud Light money, he just hasn't been the same. He's just not, he's not a professional quarterback. No. Darnold's a professional quarterback, and at least
barely
like, gives you a little bit of legs. He's got good receivers. We could see a Robbie regression game coming. Like Sean pointed out, he's going to get some cheap stuff to Hubbard. So yeah, that's the answer.
Yep.
Plus lock, you don't want to root against your Packers.
Exactly. All right, Kramer, let's go to the Thursday night props. Broncos head to Cleveland. Right now they are a 3.5 point dog, which, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater on the road, ATS.
This is a
and maybe game. No Baker, a Case Keenum coming off the bench, ice cold. Teddy Bridgewater. That's my first prop. Teddy Bridgewater under a half interceptions. Teddy Bridgewater is not a guy who throws a lot of picks. He threw three last game. Now you can either say like, oh wow, he's totally unraveled, or the Butler. I mean, he's got they call him the Butler for the reason he cleans up messes, including his interceptions. I don't think he throws a pick on Thursday night. Give me Teddy B under a half. I think they're going to run the ball a decent amount as well.
As I started breaking this game down, it dawned on me that I think we could see a strange, bizarro Thursday night shootout between Teddy Bridgewater and whoever's playing quarterback for the Browns. I like Teddy Bridgewater to go over 1.5 touchdown passes. He's gone over 1.5 touchdown passes in every single road game he's had this year. Only three. Plus 125 on the over. Like I said, I have a feeling this game is going to be contested through the air. I don't know about the weather. I haven't looked at the wind reports, but yeah, that's the only thing that would have scared me, because the first thing I looked at was the Teddy under half interception. But the more I looked at the game, I think he's going to have a lot of attempts. I think this is really going to be a fun game, actually. So yeah, over 1.5 touchdown passes.
But you think you would take over on the interceptions as well?
No, I like the under. I like the logic. I just worry that he's going to throw it so many times.
Yeah, to me, it's more about he threw three last game. That, he's not a guy who throws a shit ton of interceptions.
The pendulum swings hard.
And this one, again, it looks like Judy. He's close to coming back. I mean, Fangio on his press conference.
No, he's not. He's not playing.
You don't think he's playing? He said he's going to do when they're doing walkthroughs. He's going to be running full speed. So I don't know. That to me sounds like they're going to try and get him back. Even regardless if he plays or not, I don't think he's going to be 100% or have a major impact. I like Cortland Sutton over 4.5 catches. I mean, the juice is crazy on this right now, but I mean, even if Judy comes back, how does he not get the 5 catches? He's had 7 and 8 in the last 2 games. That's 15. He only needs to get 5 catches. That feels way too low for Cortland Sutton.
I fan of Cortland Sutton. We dealt him away, unfortunately, in the dynasty league this year, Sean. But I like the angle because I do think you can attack this Cleveland defense through the air. One of the things that popped to me is their inability to kind of guard the not number one receiver, which that's what steered me away from Sutton. But that total is so low. I don't expect Judy to play. And the kind of anomaly in the Browns defense is they really suck against, like I said, the number twos. And so Tim Patrick is already Teddy Bridgewater's boy. And you're telling me I only need
he was like 3.5 catches, right?
I'm not playing the catches. Okay. I'm playing the yards, 43.5.
Yeah. I like Tim Patrick too.
I also a little nugget. You look at the red zone usage again, Teddy Bridgewater's guy. It's not Sutton. It's not Tim Patrick is leading the team in red zone targets after Noah Fant. So over 43.5 receiving yards for Tim Patrick. It just seems really low. Again, I think this game might be a little bit of a shootout.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't be shocked. I don't know how Cleveland is going to put up a ton of points, but the Denver defense has looked so bad.
Yeah, because you can pass against them, and I think
That's true.
Cleveland, when they've had to pass, and you know,
I guess I'm just thinking Case Keenum on a short week or Baker injured.
But Case Keenum is the perfect. Tough.
Yeah,
the
maybe perfect he is
backup quarterback for a short week in some ways.
All right, my next one. I'm going under Melvin Gordon under 16.5 rushing yards. I don't know why this number is that high. He's gone under it every single game except the first game of the season. That's 5 games in a row. I mean, he had a 60-yard game in there last week. I think even week 3, even last week against the Raiders, 10 for 50. That feels like best case scenario for Melvin Gordon. I don't think they're going to give him more than 10 touches. And I don't think he's a guy that's going to get you more than, you know, 6.1 a carry.
Would be great if he could get hurt just a little bit.
And like he does seem like he's even last week, it was like a nagging injury, but he plays through it. He's really annoying as a Javonte Williams owner.
I know it's killing me. You know, he looks good.
It was big news that he was active for the game. But again, that shows that he's kind of, to me, it seems like, whether they're saying it or not, he's very obviously on a touch count, pitch count situation. Yeah. And I just don't see how he gets to 61 rushing yards. Lock it up.
Yeah. Agreed. Last one.
Yeah. What do you got?
It's not a player prop, Sean.
Ooh.
Largest lead over 14.5 points. Like I said, I think it might be a little bit of a shootout.
Okay.
Plus 105.
All right. That anytime I see that prop bet reminds me of the Super Bowl.
Three unanswered scores.
Yeah. Some of those kind of crazy wild bets. Oh man. All right. Nailed the DFS picks, nailed the Thursday night props. Of course, tomorrow we got you covered with the NFL picks. And like I said, bonus podcast coming Saturday from the win. I will be at the Eagles Raiders game. So give me a follow on social and I'll be tweeting out some videos, some photos, the whole nine. Awesome week of content. And again, make sure you check out the NBA gambling podcast, guys, with the NBA tipping off. Make sure you drop a rating and review on Apple Podcasts so you can win that free gear, AKA Merch Monday.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Rashad Bateman this week, baby.
Kramer, let it ride.